Okay, Carlin.
741, request of Miriam German to address council regarding the closure of the nuclear power plant in Washington State.
Good morning.
Good morning. I haven't been here since Sam Adams was the mayor. Sam Adams helped my group to purchase this Geiger counter. The group is called No Nukes Northwest, which then became a piece of a group that I started called RADCAST. RADCAST, the entire job of RADCAST is to monitor radiation coming in primarily from Japan, from Fukushima, into Portland and the entire United States. And what happens when I get those readings is I look at them, I evaluate them, I post them daily on our website. So I know for the last 3 years where we were with radiation fallout to the degree of where we are now. We have a rise in 43% of radiation coming in from fallout. It's not every day, but when it comes, I know when it comes. One of the things that we could do here, knowing that GE knowingly, and they went to court over this and lost, that GE knowingly let out bad parts, and they sold these parts to nuclear power plants all across the world. So when you hear GE in the nuclear power plant name, you know that there are defective parts. CGS, the Columbia Generating Station, what, 177 miles upstream from us, is a, it's basically identical to Fukushima. It has bad parts. It is the seventh worst emitter, 24/7, of nuclear radiation, ionizing radiation around that area, and that blows, as you know. So what I'm asking, and I've been here before to ask, I've spoken with Amanda Fritz, with another member of Physicians for Social Responsibility, of which I'm not a member, but I support, to create a letter, just a letter, a statement. Anything you might do is better than doing nothing. To tell Washington and to tell Energy Northwest, the owners of CGS, that we in Portland cannot support CGS as a viable means for energy. It needs to be shut down. It's sitting on 13 fault lines. Those fault lines were just discovered again by the University of Washington geological team. It was thought in the beginning that they were on far fewer fault lines. They're not. You know we're waiting. We're doing our own seismic studies here. Well, think about it there. If CGS can get shut down now, we don't need the energy. As Nancy said, it's 3.9% of the energy, which is a total of 10% of the energy that the output is, that we take in the Northwest. That's all. They have alternative energy set up, solar, hydro, et cetera. So I'm asking that you create a statement that says, Portland is in agreement for the health of its people, that CGS needs to be shut down, and we need to put all of our attention and all of our money regarding energy into alternatives. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much for your advocacy.